From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to Moscow for talks Wednesday with Russian leaders amid a spike in tensions over alleged use of chemical weapons against civilians by the Assad regime. Tillerson accused Moscow of failing to prevent the attack and urged the Kremlin to rethink its support for President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. responded to the chemical attack by firing missiles at targets on a Syrian airbase. In Washington today, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said additional military activity, that is, in Syria, remains an option.
The sight of people being gassed and blown away by barrel bombs ensures that if we see this kind of action again, we hold open the possibility of future action.
Sean Spicer, U.S. President Donald Trump has asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. The president's request comes just days after a U.S. Navy strike group steamed toward the Korean Peninsula to send a message to North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says there are serious concerns about North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's ambitions.
The assessments are obviously somewhat difficult, but clearly he has made significant advancements in delivery systems, and that is what concerns us the most.
A South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman said Monday the deployment of the Carl Vinson to the Western Pacific region was in response to the serious situation on the Korean Peninsula. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100 as worshippers gathered to mark Palm Sunday. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. El-Sisi saying a series of steps will be taken, mostly the announcement of a state of emergency for 3 months after illegal constitution steps are taken, Sisi said in a speech aired on state television. Egypt's Christian minority makes up roughly 10% of the population, has increasingly been targeted by Islamist extremists. 14 months after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court now has its full bench of 9 justices, with Monday swearing in of Neil Gorsuch.
I am humbled by the trust placed in me today. I will never forget that to whom much is given, much will be expected. And I promise you that I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
The new justice takes 2 legally required oaths at separate ceremonies at the Supreme Court and the second at the White House Rose Garden. People in Sweden are drawing support from one another and internationally following Friday's horrific truck accident that killed 4, a truck attack, I should say, that killed 4 and injured 15 others. Tens of thousands of Swedes turned out in Stockholm Sunday for what they called a love fest. A 39-year-old man from Uzbekistan, believed to have extremist sympathies, is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into the crowd. He was known to intelligence services since last year when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. A suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest penetrated a fortified Somali National Army base in Mogadishu Monday, killing at least 5 soldiers. Somali government military sources told VOA the bomber targeted the largest training camp for the Somali army. In a separate explosion in the city of Abu Dulka Deir Azman, an official working with the Somali Education Ministry was killed when an explosive device affixed to his car detonated. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. And at least 16 people have been killed in South Sudan as militiamen targeted civilians based on their ethnicity. Witnesses say the Dinka militiamen aligned with the South Sudan government went house to house Monday. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.